let you answer why I'm not hearing from Sean, Jake, and Ryan when they've known about it for 3 years. And I went to Sean personally, face-to-face. I went to all of them and emailed all of them. Why, I'm going to say it again, why am I talking to you two? I've already talked to Rick. Why am I talking to you two and not one of those three senior, which I don't believe there's such a thing as senior elders as a title, but whatever, we'll call them that. Why am I not talking to them?
Well, I've already begun to answer that, if you recall, and I'll mention it again, what I shared. They're preparing to preach today, two of them. Ryan is in Peru. I watched your video from the interaction yesterday, and you were desiring an elder to speak with you, and you said that you're standing right here, and you're ready to talk, and you have questions you want answered. And so Ricky and I today, gave up our morning. We went to where you were, but you weren't where you were yesterday on the road, but you weren't there. And we drove around a little bit searching for you to try to find you to answer your questions because you wanted to speak to an elder. And so here we are, and we couldn't find you, so we called you. So that's why you're speaking to us, because we saw your video. At least I did. I don't think Ricky saw it, but I did. And you were saying, I think Chris was like asking you to come, you know, if you want to talk, just come. And you said, well, they can come to me. And so I told the elders about this today, that I desire to speak to you. I'm willing to go, and Ricky was willing to go as well. And so we're here to answer your questions. The questions you have are not hard questions. If there's just reasonability, we'd be glad to speak about it through the scriptures.
Long pause. I'm making sure that you're done.
Yes. I can answer any other questions you have concerning the last 3 years, if you like, that you're asking why you're speaking to us.
Yes, that would be the next question. So what I hear is Ryan's in Peru now. Sean and Jake are getting ready to preach on the Lord's Day, you said, which is today. So why haven't they answered in 3 years? After Sean and I emailed, after I put my testing up, after I had talked to Rick face-to-face, after I had talked to Rudy face-to-face, why has it taken 3 years would be the question.
Matt, are you finished with your question?
Yes.
Matt, the last interactions that Sean has, like I said, I printed them out. I asked them to send them to me. And I printed them out, and the last interaction that he has on recording of his emails, I'm not saying that he didn't miss any or something, I'm not trying to accuse you of lying, but the last ones that he has is he's offering to call you, and you told him that it's not going to work out, and then he asked you why, and you said that you're going to continue to do your research and testing, and that's the last conversation that he had with you. That he is aware of. I'm desire to give you the benefit of the doubt that you sent another email, but it seems like he didn't see it, or I'm not sure. He only sent me those ones. That's the ones he says he has. And the next interaction that we have with you that I'm aware of, and you can correct anything that I'm forgetting, is maybe about 2 years later, where you arrived here and you spoke to Rudy, you spoke to Rick, and you weren't honest with Rudy. You made it seem like Sean was not willing to speak to you. This email exchange, he was the one ready to call, ready to speak, and you were the one that canceled the call. And so you shared that with Rudy, which, you know, it wasn't an honest account of the emails. I don't know why you didn't just show him the emails.
It actually is an honest account, because in the time from when I last talked to Sean and in between the time when I talked to Rick, I had sent Jake, Ryan, and Sean, I have messages on Facebook and emails, and they were all ignored. I find it strange that all three men didn't get any messages. And I take it back to Rick, the deacon. I talked to him face to face. Why was it never addressed after that point?
I was getting to that part, but you interrupted. My question about the emails that you sent to Sean, Jake, and Ryan is if you had already, like, judged and, like, done your tests and publicly posted it. Is that so?
Yes, I had their own words. There was no reason. I already had eyewitness testimony from their own mouths. There was no reason to hold it back, to not warn my neighbor in love. Absolutely.
In your exchange with Brother Sean, you had shared that you desired to follow due process and to actually speak to us. And if you show yourself to be a man who doesn't care enough to even come speak to us, we are not...
Was I there 3 years ago standing in front of Rick?
If I could just finish, Jim, that
no,
would
no,
be
I'm not going to let you
book.
Finish now. I'm not going to let you finish. Was I there 3 years ago standing in front of Rick?
Yeah, we spoke for about 40 minutes, Jim.
Take back your comment, Jordan, that I would not come and speak to you. Take it back.
Well, what I'm saying, I'm not going to take it back, Jim, because what I was saying...
Then why should I continue talking to you? Because you're not genuine about the truth. You just said I wouldn't come and talk to you when I had talked to Rudy for an hour. I had talked to Rick for almost an hour 3 years ago.
Well, Jim,
you guys are not in the truth and you're unreasonable. You can pretend. Let's end this little pretend game here. You can pretend to be all meek and calm and loving. You guys are not in the truth. 1 John 5:3 says, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. You're not doing that there. You're practicing a cult-like system with people seeing the Shekinah glory. I've read Sean's emails. Shekinah glory in your building. The children are afraid. Stabbing of hands, letting of blood, killing of animals in the name of God, praying for men to die, preaching that you need eldership over you to make it into heaven. Let's end this little fiasco. Here's my offer to you, and I love you all. Here's my offer to you. You have the testing. You have my email. Someone, I don't care who it is at this point, from your leadership, send me a written refutal. If you don't like how I talk on the phone and how I talk in person, that's fine. Send me a written email refutal, line by line, of my testing from Church of Wells. And I will review it. I will review it. And anything I have incorrect and wrong and not accurate on my testing will be changed, altered, removed. That's my offer to you, gentlemen. I'm not going to do this anymore on the phone where you're disingenuous. Your man, Chris Smith, yesterday.
I'm not being disingenuous,
yes, you are.
Chris,
yes,
Jim,
you are.
But you're
I'm going to talk over you because
you're
disingenuous. Your man, Chris Smith, yesterday told
me, disingenuous.
Told me I don't know anything. I'm talking out of folly when I know all about you guys. And he judged me and he knows nothing about me. You folks are a bunch of hypocrites promoting evangelicals. You don't teach women how to dress and cover their heads. I have many sins against you, and you need not loving, kind talk. You need a loving 1 Timothy 5 rebuke, and that's what you've gotten. That's what you're going to continue to get until you repent. So this is my offer to you before I go and redeem the time today, because
I'd like to go. I'd like to answer
This is my offer. Send me an email with a written refutal. Other than that, it's fruitless.
I'm really grieved, Jim, that your behavior is so bad that we can't even answer your questions.
Send me an email. I'd like to see the answer to your questions in email. It's not fruitful.
Are you so lacking?
It's not fruitful.
Are you so lacking patience, Jim?
Really? I was with you, Rick, for 45 minutes. I was with Rudy twice, once for an hour. I spent 40 minutes on the curb with your men yesterday. Now I'm on the phone with you for an hour. Don't tell me about patience. You wicked liars. Wicked liars.
That doesn't sound like patience.
You need a rebuke. You're in a cult.
You've already judged us before we
I'm making righteous judgment. You're in a cult. Should I pray that you guys die like Sean prays? Should I do that? Maybe you could send me that in email.
Would you like to share the context of what you're talking about concerning Sean's prayer?
It's right on my testing in his own words. You can read it. You can listen to it. Send me an email and I will test it.
Other accusations as well?
They're not accusations, they're facts. It's in their own words. Your elder Ryan killed a cat.
Like you're saying that Jake is stabbing his hand? That's absolutely false.
Go listen to the audio yourself.
Where you heard that? Which full sermon, or did you just hear the audio clip that's been cut out?
Why don't you send me that in an email refutal? And I'll tell you what, I'll make you this final offer. Send me an email refuting. I will add your email, unedited, to my testing, and I will give an answer to it line by line. How much more fair can I get than that?
Well, Jim, you have said that you just want to talk, and now you have two elders who have said they're willing to speak as long as you like.
You speak lies.
Answer your question.
You speak lies. The Bible tells me not to speak to men that speak lies. You told me I didn't come and face you, Jordan.
Respond to you.
Repent of your lie that you said I didn't come and speak to you face to face. Repent of that lie today, or you are not a man that keeps his word.
Well, Jim, you didn't let me finish my sentence. And you are putting words in my mouth that I did not say.
I have it on audio. You said it. You said it?
I was speaking.
Would you like to send me an email refuting of my testing?
Jim, I was speaking. Would you like to do that? Would you like to know what I would say to what
No,
you
I'd
said,
like
Jim?
To I'd like an answer, because I'm gonna go redeem my time. I've got something important I've gotta go do. I wanna redeem my time. Would you like to send one of your elders a refutal of my testing, which is out on the internet, and wow, have we turned a lot of people away from you guys? You know, your place is designed for the wicked people that wanna see false signs and wonders, as Jesus said. They'll tell you I'm in the secret place, don't believe him, in Matthew 24. You're going to grow because this is wicked times, but boy, have we warned people to not be involved in your type of false, wicked, NAR type Christianity. And I'm going to continue to sound the alarm. I love you all. I'm not going to continue this year. It's fruitless to talk to liars.
This is one of the reasons, Jim, that we have not taken the time to respond to you. Because you've shown yourself an unreasonable man.
Oh, really?
Will not even let us finish our sentence.
Really?
Yes.
Send me that in email and prove to me how my testing is unreasonable. I would like to see that in email, okay?
Well, Jim, I'm trying to answer all your questions.
No, you're not. You're a liar, Jordan. You just lied and said I won't talk to you.
Even now, you're interrupting me.
You're a liar like Rudy.
I've told you, Jim, that you misunderstood me and you don't even care to know what I meant. That shows me that you don't care about the truth.
Oh, I do care about the truth. I've got it all documented. And this audio will go up unedited. This audio will go up unedited.
Jim, and I'm telling you that that's not what I was saying, that you're taking my words out of context. If you really care about the truth, why wouldn't you say, well, can you please explain to me what you meant?
Yeah, send it to me in email, because I'm going to go redeem the time and do something worthy of God today, not listen to liars on the phone. Send it to me in email, and I'll be happy to post it on the website, and then I will give an answer to it.
You are willing to accuse me of being a liar, and you don't even care about what I was saying.
The audio speaks for itself. The audio speaks for itself. Can I expect an email, or should we just end this here?
The audio will make it clear, Jim, that I was not speaking about your unwillingness to come visit at all. I was speaking about following biblical due process, where before you are publishing abroad what you think about what we believe, you're willing to speak to us, and you didn't do that.
I did do that. I already did that. I came to you face to face.
No, you didn't do that.
I came to Sean once again. You just lied. You just lied.
You canceled the call.
I reached out to Sean years ago. I reached out to Sean years ago, and I don't need to. You're not gonna win this. I don't need to go to you privately about public matters. I don't need to go to you privately about public matters that are on the audio, are on the internet. This is a public matter. This is not a private sin issue. You were exposed on the internet. I'm continuing to expose you to warn my neighbor in love. I look forward to your email.
I just want you to know that the things that you're speaking about, like Ryan killing a cat in the name of the Lord, that's not true, and that didn't happen, and I have heard the whole sermon. I was present for the sermon where he preached about
Send
that.
Send me that in email, but and I'll add it to the testing.
But you don't care to know the
Send
context.
Me that
you
in email.
You are glad to hear an audio clip and make an accusation without even searching out the whole of the matter.
Who's being contentious now?
This is not charity.
Who's being contentious now? I told you I have to go and you won't take my offer to send me an email. Who's being contentious now?
Well, Jim, I just wanted to be clear that you're not willing to be reasonable with us.
I'm totally reasonable. Send me an email and I'll listen to anything you have to say. I've talked to enough of the Church of Wells men to know I can't expect the truth.
You're willing to make a whole, like, testing and reputation?
Yep.
And you're not willing
Based
to
on
even
the facts.
Talk to me for 10 minutes. For 10 minutes. It's not facts.
10 minutes. How long have we been talking? It's approaching 40 minutes we've been on the phone.
It wouldn't have been that long, Jim, if you weren't interrupting me every time I tried to answer your question.
Really? Like talking to Rudy for an hour, Rick for 45 minutes? Yeah. You know, anybody that has good discernment, your people don't even have discernment because Chris Smith told me yesterday, he said to me about being coming to a brother and a Christian, and I said, do Christians pray for enemies to die? He said, no. I said, Sean's not a biblical Christian then. End of story. I don't know what discernment you're using, but it's not of God. You guys are being deceived by doctrines of devils there. I lovingly warn you, I'm going to go now. You send me an email.
Do you reject Peter's apostleship?
You can send me an email. I would love to hear you send me an email and refute everything I have to say. We are on 50 minutes. We're on 50 minutes. Don't tell me I didn't listen to you, but when you start lying, that's when I'm going to go and redeem the time. I have things to do. I look forward to your email, and it'll go on the testing unedited, and then I will give an answer to it. That's my offer to you guys today. We love you all. May God be glorified, and may the truth go out. Repent. You're in a cult. Repent, or you will perish. God be praised.